everybody. We're here for the supervised meeting, February 27th, 2018. Man, is this year going fast so far?
You only have 10 months left.
Is there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I don't.
We'll meet with department heads and elected officials.
How about Carrie Johnson, our auditor?
Good morning. The county officials filing begins March the 5th. So next Monday, anybody that's running for supervisor, treasurer, recorder, and attorney, they can start filing papers on March the 5th, and they have the whole month, just about. That's about it.
Be a big stampede for your office then.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson, county sheriff.
I don't have anything for you this morning, Mr. Chairman.
Unusual.
Mike, chief may have something.
Got agenda items.
Okay.
Johnny, how's DESCOM doing?
Everything's up and functioning, and now we're just kind of doing the tedious work of putting everything where it's supposed to be, so it's good to go right now. Every day's a little bit better.
Yeah, I enjoyed looking at it last week when we got there.
I appreciate you guys coming out and seeing it.
Felt like it's kind of in the way with everybody running around.
There's a lot going on that day, yeah.
It wasn't a very big area for, how many people do you have out there? Maybe 15 or so?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's good. Mr. Carter, how's secondary roads?
Oh, there's places where they're fine, some places where they're not. Nope, it's that time of year. I think I warned you a week or two ago it was coming, and it's certainly that. It's just a miserable time because there's still frost underneath in the gravel roads, but surface is mush. So actually, there's a number of them that are in pretty good shape, but there's obviously our pothole spots, and we are going to start hauling some spot rock today. We're concentrating on potholes right at the moment. Not really enough frost clear out of it to really worry too much yet about just wallow holes or frost boils or whatever you want to call them. So guys are out and just covering ground. So we are, like I said, we're going to try to haul some spot rock in each district over the next 2 days. It won't get everything, but we certainly took some calls yesterday, and I encourage people, they're welcome to call, and we'll at least get it passed on in case they're not aware of it. We're pretty well aware of the worst spots, but it doesn't hurt to call and let us know. So, oh, real quick, sorry about that. I want to mention to you, we are out for bid for the Iowa City Road grading job too. I forgot to mention that last week, so I mentioned it this week, and I think we take bids next week.
So that's gonna start this spring then.
Well, the late start date is out in the summertime. I mean, it could start in the spring, yes, but so hopefully we'll get some good competition, and so that's ongoing right at the moment also.
Good. Moving on back, Rodney, how's the
maintenance? Good morning, we're pretty busy, but have an agenda item. Other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you. Christy, county health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy at Public Health. Nothing new to report.
Gina, IT.
Good morning. Just to elaborate on the dispatch project, we did have between 15 and 17 vendors that we organized to do the project. On Friday, I received a phone call from Tony Jenkins with the Department of Public Safety, and he said with all of the relocations and dispatch projects they've had before, they felt it was probably one of the best run projects that they've seen. So that was kind of exciting news to hear. Another email that I received last week in regards to the video court project that we implemented here in Des Moines County and then pushed out to the whole entire 8th Judicial District. I received a call from the Judicial Department, Linda DeFrancisco and Mark Headley, head of that department. They now want to do a statewide initiative of the project that we did in Des Moines County. So they're looking at implementing that whole project throughout the whole entire state. So that was kind of great news that it started right here in Des Moines County.
Well, good. Thanks, Laura. We appreciate your work. Yeah. How's the conservation doing?
Good, good morning. We're kind of finishing up the project for the shower house at Big Hollow. Utilities are getting hooked up. Concrete will go in around it as far as sidewalk in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be done with that. We closed on the Linder property last week, so signage will be going up for that shortly for boundary signs and stuff. Other than that, just kind of gearing up to get parks open.
Pretty full already for Memorial Day coming up, I want to understand.
The last two weekends of May are booked, and the first weekend in June is probably about 70% full.
Jared and Zach, which one of you are going to tell me?
I'll give you a little update. Things have been pretty busy for us. I think maybe they're starting to slow down a little bit just as we're starting to get our bearings a little bit. We've been keeping track of just inquiries that we get, just to try and keep our sanity, I think, and keep organized. I think we've had about 40 to 45 inquiries just about subdivisions or submitting for subdivision, building the floodplain, just zoning questions. So, I mean, it's been quite a bit. I don't know how that is compared to normally, but we've been keeping up. Some things have been going well, and let's thank Gina, too. She helped us get some things updated on the website. Get some things changed there, and then working on kind of a new, logo for land use department for us. So that's been really helpful. So we're trying to get some business cards and things like that put together. Other than that, we've got the subdivision on the agenda here today.
Thank you. Lisa, how's the recorder's all?
Good morning. We're keeping busy. Jondra's been keeping busy with passports, and we have done 62.5% increase from last year in passports, and we just had the passport acceptance officer come and do an inspection and pass with flying colors, and when did you know that?
What do you relate that increase at 62%?
April 1st. Oh wait, what?
The 62% increase on passports?
I'm sorry, that was for 2016, or 17.
Is it just mostly renewals, or is it new?
Both. Renewals. Well, no, not renewals. It would have been new ones.
New ones. Okay, I didn't know if the post office still doing that?
Yes.
Okay. At least they're coming to the county. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. One-stop shop.
Yep. Thank you. Angie, you're hiding back there again. Safety director.
I really don't have anything more or anything for you guys today. I will say that I did get a passport here recently from these guys, and everyone that I talked to, all my friends that, you know, get passports often, this is my first one, made the comment they just couldn't believe how fast that they were able to get it done. So I appreciate that. They did a great job. So.
Thank you.
And I hear you're going to Ireland. So.
Ireland and England. Yeah. Taking a road trip, so.
To England?
Yeah.
Road trip to England?
A ferry trip and then a road trip, so yeah.
You're looking for dogs?
So it'll be fun.
You're looking for dogs?
I'm actually going over to the Crufts Dog Show, which is the biggest show in the world.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have 348 of my breed in one ring. That's just my breed, so it's huge. They told me to wear good shoes.
Are you judging?
No, I'll be judging in Chicago in June, but I'm not judging at this one. I just get to go enjoy.
Take your dog though.
Yeah, I've got two pups actually showing at it, that are already over there. So I won't have to travel with the dog. It'll just be a nice trip.
It's a long commute for chores, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I've already had people say that I'm going to be helping out in the rain, so we'll see. We'll see if I feel like it.
Thanks, Angie. Amy, how's the county attorney going?
We're busy. As you know, last week I missed the meeting here. I was in a jury trial with a violent offender who was charged with domestic abuse, assault by strangulation, and false imprisonment. He strangled his girlfriend and punched her so many times in the face he broke her nose. So we were able to get a conviction in that case. It was very successfully prosecuted. I was very happy with that verdict, and hopefully it'll empower more victims to come forward and cooperate and go through the trial process. I also want to thank Terry Johnson and Janelle and Lisa Schreiner and Matt Warner. One of the local funeral homes in town reached out to me yesterday. They do from time to time when they have a decedent in their care that they cannot find next of kin for. And I searched my records and I reached out to the other officials and asked them if they could search their records, and we were able to find next of kin for the decedent and help the funeral home so that that person could be, you know, buried according to their family's wishes, and so the family was aware. So we were very happy to help with that situation. So thank you for all of you guys coming forward to help. So Terry and Janelle and Lisa and Matt, I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Jeff, how's the fire department doing?
Like everybody, we're busy.
Busy?
We got some agenda items for today.
Kevin, you want to add to that?
I would just second it.
Ken, CDC, how's our mental health doing?
Yeah, it's a work in progress. We had good training 2 days last week, Thursday and Friday, at Mar Park in Washington, well, Ainsworth, Iowa, Washington County, and at, in Fairfield for five-star quality. So we brought in Derek Dufresne, who's a nationally known speaker, and talked with our providers, and I think we had just about every contracted provider come to that training. Anybody who's receiving dollars from the region was there representing the region and learning more about five-star quality. And it's really about how people can get a life, and people with disabilities, how they can be as independent as possible and have as much say as possible in their services. So it was really good training. Today I meet with the AEA, and I'll be talking with teachers, and the subject is transitioning students, people transitioning from high school to adult services. So I'll be, and we'll have some parents in there too, that's listening in. And last time I did that, of course, we had case management unit and everything, and so I was talking, I brought a case manager with me, and we could talk about having our case management assist, but now it's different with the managed care organizations doing the case management piece. But I can still focus on all the region services and how to refer people to Medicaid too. So it'll be good.
Thank you. Did I miss anybody? I think so. Seeing no correspondence. Do you have any correspondence?
I do not
either. Okay, we have a public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have payroll claim reimbursements for a total of $760.15.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a resolution for the final plat for the VT Farm subdivision. Would that be Zach?
Yes. Tom, you got all the bearings and directions and distances memorized?
I'm anxious to see the fence you created.
All right, so this is for a subdivision up in the Yellow Springs Township over the North County. It's a family trust that is carving out about 37 acres, kind of pasture land that they're planning to sell to somebody who's also buying, it's about a 1 acre house that's right adjacent to it to the west. We sent this out to, it's a minor subdivision, we sent it out to all the department heads and utilities for review, and got really only one comment from the county engineer. I'll mention that in a minute. We got all the sign-off sheets from the health department, secondary roads, the auditor's office, the zoning commission chair, and then we sign off on it as well. I got the fence waiver signed, that's why we delayed last week. We got about an hour or so after the meeting. So we did get the fence waivers all taken care of. So what you have is a resolution to approve the subdivision with the only comment from the county engineer's office, which basically says no new entrances north of the creek due to limited site distances, and that entrance permit would need to be obtained for any new entrance that would be south of there. And I don't know that those are normally in the resolution, but Brian and I had some conversations about making sure we put those in some format where they can be recorded so people can see that in the records. So we added that in the resolution.
Move to approve.
Terry?
Tom, you second?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Zach, can we sign the rest of these?
Yeah, we can wait till after the meeting.
Okay, we'll get these out of the way here.
I'll have to wait to judge your fence building abilities then. Till the next time.
I double checked that contract.
Well, if you need any help with it, we got a person that'll help you.
Is that Tom or is it somebody else?
Yeah, it might be somebody else, but Tom's pretty good at it. You know, he's an old construction guy, you know that. So. Okay, we have an approval for the agreement, use of local agency roads for temporary detour routes, DOT. Brian, you want to explain this?
This was just yet another agreement with the DOT. You guys weren't aware of this ahead of time because I wasn't aware of it ahead of time. They showed up in my office Friday and asked if we could get it ran through the board. What it is they do these. And it's just an agreement that it uses Mediapolis Road, west of Mediapolis, and then down Danville Road, and then in old Highway 34 until they can jump traffic back onto the new 34. It's just it's a paved detour is what it is. They just asked for an agreement so that if there's ever an accident that causes the road to be closed during construction, that will be what law enforcement sets up for the permanent detour. And they have policies for how long they expect the closure to have to be and stuff like that. And they actually will come out once this is signed and install some temporary detour signs that'll be there so that if it ever gets used, the signage is there for the traveling public. I think we all know with GPS and vehicles and phones and stuff that very few people will actually follow it. It's just a technicality, and so that's why I didn't bother to call you or email you or anything. It's a pretty simple thing, and it's got just a signature for the chairman and a signature for the auditor, and then I'll leave you a copy because I have to send it on to the DOT, and then they'll send an executed copy back.
We don't stamp this then.
Honestly, Jim, you can do whatever you want.
It's state.
I don't care. I think really what it lets them do is put resources, their own resources, into installing the signs. I think that's really all it comes down to because they're installing their temporary detour signs on county roads. And otherwise, bluntly, obviously, if the highway's closed, which has happened on one or two occasions, law enforcement sets something up, and then depending on how long it takes, then we adjust it if we need to adjust it. They've always been good to work with us on that. So I think this just lets them put up the signs they need to put up.
Well, we're gonna stamp it, and that way I'm not solely liable in case something happens.
You're not solely liable anyway.
Motion to approve the agreement.
Second. Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
And that's just as a reminder, that project does have a late start date. I say that project, the DOT's four-lane project, the grading, has a late start date in early April. So assuming the weather stays the way it is, you'll probably see some activity coming up here before too long. Just depends on the moisture, I'm sure. But
okay, we have some personnel actions. Looks like we have four of them for the sheriff's office. And we have one for maintenance and one for local health. Can we do all four of the sheriff's office in one, gentlemen?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, the first one is for Monica Ryan, and she is a step increase, previous rate, 1567 to 1617. The second one is for Amanda Edmonds, and it's a step increase from 1463 to 1513. And these are both part-time clerks. The next one is for deputy, for Dylan Baird. And this is a 6 month step increase from $42,161.05 to $44,971.81. And the fourth one is for Trevor Phillips, is a deputy, which is a 24 month step increase. $50,000, $50,593.25 to $53,404.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Then we have one for maintenance. It's custodial, Mike Villanap, resignation, effective the 28th of February, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Then we have one for Lorraine Strickland, part-time CNA for local health at a hourly wage of $12.63 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. And we have reports for the jail stats of January 2018. And these records will be on file in the auditor's office for your, it's your pleasure to read them and see what's going on. We also have a, I've got to send this back over here. The minutes for the regular meeting on February 20th, 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, do we have any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items.
Put our buddy in bed.
Okay, committee reports.
We all attended the conference board, the public hearing on the assessor's budget. And not much public, but the budget was approved. That's all I have.
Kind of a short meeting with nobody there.
Yeah.
I attended Southeast Iowa Days with a group. Had the honor of introducing Mark Lowe to the group, the director of Iowa Department of Transportation. A nice chat with him and our congressman up there.
interesting. It was a very interesting session. Also went to a college, Community College Fair Association meeting yesterday. Pretty much routine. They talked about a little maintenance on the fairground, try to make it a little more appealing and safer to walk around, put some pillings and where the concrete settled and adjusted. Talk about their campsite, steamboat days. I don't know what they're gonna do there. That's it.
Okay, I attended a community action meeting. And we did, as you know, Sharon Ford passed away, and the executive director position was open. And we voted, we had from the state, the lady, I can't remember her name, I'm sorry about that, came down and held a meeting with us. And at this time, we went over the applicants, and Sherry Wilson is the one that we offered her the job upon her background check coming back to fill in for Sharon Ford. Now, she was the lady that was right under Sharon Ford to start with, so we did put it out, you know, on the advertisement, and when we went through everything, was she is the one that we put in. And since then, I've had some of that help out there that works there in different activities come up and told me how glad they was that we voted for Sherry Wilson to take over. So she is going to do a good job. She works well with everybody, and that's a good thing. So if you see Sherry, give her a pat on the back.
But if I don't know her, I'm not bad the wrong one.
That's your problem.
Probably would be.
And then I attended an early childhood meeting, and we did go ahead and do a little extra funding for the community action also through early childhood, and it's for to help some of these young kids that are underprivileged to put more money in them so they can get them in this program. You know, I really think these programs, if people out there knew more about these programs that they had where they get these young kids in them at this early age and community action. Krista can tell you about it. She works with that too in that. And some of these poverty-stricken kids, get them in these programs to where they start learning, you know, how to do things, and they've got so many things going for them. We wouldn't have a lot of the problems we got now. And I'm a firm believer in that. I just absolutely believe that. It starts when they're this little, not when they're up here and try to turn them around. And that's all I got. So. Okay, moving on. Public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name. See nobody rise, and we shall move.
I might mention, I didn't say this in my director's report, but ISAC sent us out a email yesterday about Senate file 2081, trying to take away the backfill payments. I know you guys have talked about you didn't really budget for backfill because didn't know if it was coming, but ISAC's recommending that bill not be passed through the Senate because it would take away the backfill in FY19, so.
Well, I think it's out of the Senate. They've pretty much said that it won't happen. I heard that from two senators.
Good. Okay.
But when I got to Dennis Cahoon, he said, well, it's not through us yet. We don't know what we're doing.
But
so.
I think they want to take away a third, last I heard on that one, of our fiscal 19 that we just finished. I don't think they're hopefully not going to take it away from the year we're in.
Not.
And then take the rest of it away in fiscal 20, but that's
okay.
I don't know.
I was out of town yesterday, so I just pulled it up this morning and thought, I wonder what happened. Thanks.
So, I think
I'm personally shocked.
I think the House and Senate, I think they look at these things and say, you know, the county's got plenty of money, we need more, so we're not gonna give them anything. It just seems that way. It's unreal.
And when they ran for office, they said they were gonna lower property taxes.
Yeah. Okay, moving on for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have a budget meeting or a work session with the IT director. We're gonna take a little over 5 minute break here so we can sign these papers for Zach and get him on the road. So thank you for everybody for coming.
Hopefully it doesn't take no more than 5 minutes.